Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Bruce Muntz, M-U-N-T-Z. Bruce Muntz is a 63-year-old male and reports he injured both shoulders while at work. Appeared on 11-16-21. He hurt the left shoulder. Appeared he was found to have a rotator cuff tear for which he underwent surgery on 2-8-22. Appeared he injured the right shoulder on 10-25-22. Appeared this led to total shoulder replacement. Appeared he relates that he would pick up hundreds of tires and throw them in a truck on a regular basis. Period. In approximately August of 2017, he injured the right shoulder and injured the left shoulder in 2020. Period. He then claimed to be re-injured in the subject events. Period. At the time of those earlier problems, he received injections from Dr. Dwyer for pain. But he also relates that around 2020, he lifted up a snowblower and re-injured both shoulders. Period. He fell slash slid down a ditch and was catching himself. Period. Dr. Dwyer administered another injection. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Muntz was seen by orthopedist Dr. Zucconi on 11-16-21. Period. He reported injuring his left shoulder at work, moving a snowblower, and felt a sharp pain in the left arm. Period. He admits to having a previous injury to this body part and previous work-related injury. Period. He had undergone bilateral knee arthroscopies, comma, 3 left foot surgeries, comma, and right foot surgeries. Period. Dr. Zucconi diagnosed left shoulder pain with a tear of the biceps muscle. That was acute. Period. He referred the petitioner for a rapid MRI of the left shoulder. Period. This was done on 11-19-21 to be inserted here. Period. On 11-29-21, Dr. Zucconi reviewed these results with him, but he remained symptomatic. Period. He had a visible left biceps deformity. Period. The diagnosis was tear of the left biceps muscle. Period. He wrote, the rotator cuff findings are consistent with what he was treating prior with Dr. Dwyer. Period. Dr. Zucconi recommended a surgical consult to discuss his options. Period. On 12-1-21, he saw orthopedist Dr. Dwyer for his left shoulder pain. Period. He related the same mechanism of injury as that to which he supplied Dr. Zucconi. Period. Dr. Dwyer performed an exam and reviewed the MRI. Period. He diagnosed left shoulder pain with traumatic complete tear of the left rotator cuff. Period. He had seen this petitioner in the past and done some subacromial injections, but he never had weakness that he had that day. Period. The MRI showed a full-thickness rotator cuff tear and a proximal long head of the biceps tendon rupture. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. On 2-8-22, Dr. Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, performed surgery on the left shoulder to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. At the visit with Dr. Zucconi on 10-31-22, Mr. Muntz complained of an injury that occurred on 10/25/22. Pretty was digging a ditch when he slipped in. Pretty caught himself to avoid completely falling, causing him right shoulder pain. Pretty previously had rotator cuff surgery in 2011 and states he has soreness with movement but full range of motion. Period. He was diagnosed with right shoulder pain, for which he was referred for an MRI off the rim. By Dr. Zaccone, explained this is not a new injury, it is wear and tear. Brady states the other shoulder has been bothering him and that he likely had an old rotator cuff tear. Period, the patient wants surgery for the right shoulder at this time. Period, in light of his excellent functionality, it was Dr. Zaccone's opinion that this does seem unusual. Period. He did have the MRI orthogram of the right shoulder on 11/17/22 to be inserted here. Period. Scratch that. He then returned to Dr. Dwyer on 11/28/22, period. He diagnosed rotator cuff arthropathy of the right shoulder, period. He had previously been seen in the office and had injections several years ago in both of his shoulders, period. After exam and review of the MRI, Dr. Dwyer explained he has chronic pre-existing rotator cuff tear arthropathy of the right shoulder. Brady had some low-grade issues prior to this incident, but his pain is now increased in frequency and severity. Brady had an injection that provided about a month of relief. Dr. Dwyer had recommended a second injection, but he deferred and wanted this surgically corrected. Period. Dr. Dwyer explained that, quote, there is no question that the MRI findings predated the work-related incident. Period. End quote. The treatment of choice would be a reverse total shoulder arthroplasty. Period. However, this condition is chronic and pre-existing. Period. Dr. Dwyer wrote correspondence on 11/30/22, having compared MRI studies from 11/13/17 and 11/17/22 of the right shoulder. Period. His comments will be inserted here as marked. Period. On 2/123, Dr. Austin performed surgery on the right shoulder to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner followed up with Dr. Austin postoperatively on 4/24/23. Period. He was back to work on a light duty basis and could continue to do so. Period. He's referred for physical therapy. Period. On 9th paragraph, he did see Dr. Austin's physician assistant on 2/17/23, approximately 2 weeks, status post right reverse total shoulder arthroplasty. Period. He was going to discontinue the sling. Period. On 3/13/23, he saw Dr. Austin again. Period. He had x-rays of the right shoulder that showed no fracture or dislocation. The implant was in the appropriate position without signs of wear or notching. Period. Dr. Austin monitors his progress over the next few months. Period. On 6/19/23, he wrote Mr. Munch. Had plateaued in his recovery with a permanent restriction of no more than 25 pounds in the right upper extremity. Period. His final diagnosis was primary osteoarthritis of the right shoulder. Had maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, prior records indeed show he underwent an MRI of the right shoulder on 11/13/17 to be inserted here. But this was compared to x-rays of 9/5/17. Period. 11/17/20, he had x-rays of the left shoulder. That's a referral of Dr. Dwyer to be inserted here. Period. He did see Dr. Dwyer on 12/9/20 for left shoulder pain. Period. At his last visit, he had a deprimedrol injection, which provided him with good relief. Period. However, the shoulder was still feeling a little painful. Period. He was working full duty. Period. His diagnosis was left shoulder pain and rotator cuff strain. Period. Physical exam demonstrated full range of motion with excellent strength. Period. He opined further imaging is not required and he could continue to work full duty. Period. He deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement and discharged him from care. Period. New paragraph, and put this in bold. I just found a set of Dr. Austin's records that go back to 2022. Period. I will summarize them here, but they will have to, this paragraph will have to be inserted where it goes chronologically. Period. On 4/25/22, he saw Dr. Austin another month out from left shoulder arthroscopic rotator cuff repair of a massive tear and was doing very well. Period. He was instructed on appropriate activity restrictions. Period. His restrictions were liberalized over time. Period. On 7/22/22, Dr. Austin noted he had internal rotation to 155 degrees with external rotation to 50 degrees. Period. Internal rotation was to T8. Period. He has 4+/5 strength with external rotation, abduction, and internal rotation. Period. The incision was well healed. Period. He returned to work and all activities with no further restrictions. Period. He was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. On another visit with Dr. Austin on 12/16/22, this was for his right shoulder. Period. He complained of having right shoulder pain for 9 years. Period. This initially started with a work injury when he was lifting tires. Period. He treated with Dr. Dwyer. Period. It got worse in October when he had another work injury involving slipping in a ditch. Period. He was seen by Dr. Dwyer recently and this was deemed to be work-related. Period. Without prior records, Dr. Austin did not have the ability to comment on causality because he was sent here for a second opinion on surgery. Period. Dr. Dwyer had recommended consideration of reverse shoulder replacement. Period. He did have injections to the right shoulder along with physical therapy already. Period. After exam and review of the MRI, he wrote it revealed massive full-thickness rotator cuff tear involving the subscapularis, common supraspinatus, and infraspinatus with retraction and atrophy. period. He noted there was clear rotator cuff arthropathy that had been ongoing for 9 years that failed conservative treatment. Period. They discussed the treatment options, including surgical intervention, with which the petitioner was agreeable. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left shoulder, where there was an open oblique linear scar about the right shoulder measuring 4.5 inches in length. Period. Motion of the right shoulder was associated with intermittent crepitus. Period. Flexion and external rotation were 160 and 75 degrees respectively. Period. Independent adduction, abduction, extension, and internal rotation were full. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L2. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted right shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5-5. Shoulder maneuvers, normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. He did relate that his daughter lives in Utah and he likes to spend time out there. Period. Impressions. Bruce Muntz alleges to have injured his left shoulder at work on 11-16-21 and his right shoulder on 10-25-22. Period. He underwent the treatment cited above. Period. This involved MRI studies and surgical interventions. Period. Mr. Muntz previously had bilateral shoulder problems, which he had injections and therapy. Period. He also had MRI studies. Period. They were ultimately compared with the more recent studies after the subject events. Period. There is a question as to whether there was any substantive progression from these events. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Muntz actually has very good range of motion on both shoulders, slightly better on the left. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had mild weakness in right shoulder abduction and external rotation. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical thoracic spines. Period. New paragraph, relative to the right shoulder, there is 15% permanent partial total disability. Period. At the left shoulder, there was 12.5% permanent partial total disability. Period. Each of these will have to be apportioned somewhat to his pre-existing conditions. Period. End.